Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor here at the Delaware campus, and I want to read to you from Jonah chapter 4 today that we've been working through some of Jonah's story here on the Drivecast, and I want to read Jonah 4, 1 through 3. It says, "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry." Now, this is in reference to the fact that he has now gone to the city of Nineveh, and he has preached to the city of Nineveh and warned them of God's coming judgment on their city, and the people have turned, and so God is going to show them mercy. And this makes Jonah angry. It says, "It displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, is not this what I said when I was yet in my country? That is why I made haste to flee to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster. Therefore now, O Lord, please take my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live.'" God goes on to ask him, you know, basically, why are you angry, Jonah? And the whole idea is this. God has called, if you remember the story, God has called Jonah to go and preach to the Ninevites, who are Assyrians, part of the Empire of Assyria, and they're the enemies of Israel. They're wicked people. They do some really terrible, they were a really brutal empire. And Jonah wants nothing to do with that. He doesn't want to go talk to the Assyrians. He doesn't want them, so he runs from God. He goes in the opposite direction, and then later on gets swallowed by the big fish. And what's interesting is, you know, we're walking through simultaneous to this. We're preaching through the parable of the gracious father and the two sons, what's often called the parable of the prodigal son. And so when you read, you know, first when you read Jonah's story, you think, oh, he's the younger brother. Right? He ran away from God. He went as far away from God as he could, tried to outrun, you know, I want to get away from the presence of the Lord. But here you realize he's actually more like the older brother. The younger son, right, ran from the father, went off and did whatever he wanted, was lost out in the far country, lost in rebellion to God. But the older brother was lost in resentment. He was self-righteous, and he had always done the right thing, but he didn't understand. He did the right thing with the wrong heart, if we can say it that way. He didn't really love the father, and he didn't understand grace, didn't understand his own need for grace. And so when the younger brother comes home and the father receives him back, the older brother is angry. That's more the attitude of Jonah. Jonah is a self-righteous prophet. And when the Lord says to go preach to the Ninevites, he says, "I don't want to preach to the Ninevites. Those people don't deserve your mercy." And when he does eventually obey God and he goes and he preaches to the Assyrians, to the Ninevites, and they repent and God relents from the disaster he was going to bring on them, Jonah says, "You see, this is exactly why I didn't want to come here. I knew that you were a gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love." And the end of the story is God basically asking Jonah, right, "Do you not care about the people of this city? Do you not recognize that they need mercy?" And really pointing out to Jonah and to Israel as a whole that you need mercy. I showed you mercy and love. Did these people not need to be shown that? Do they not need the grace of God as well? It's an indictment of Israel's hard heart and the fact that they had forgotten, they became spiritually entitled and had forgotten that we received the grace of God when we did not deserve it. How could we not show that to others? This has so many implications for our lives. I was just talking with a guy this week, and we were talking about, you know, in marriage, there are times where you look at your spouse and you know that you're called to love your spouse, but in that season, perhaps, or in certain moments, you feel like, gosh, this person's just being hard to love. I'm trying to love you, and you're pushing me away. Maybe it's not in marriage, it's just in friendship. And you're trying to love that friend well, but for whatever reason, it's just a season or a moment where you're going, this person, you're just hard to love right now. And the question is, well, why should we continue to? Why should we push through that and say, no, I want to continue to love this person, even if in that moment, they're unlovely? We say, well, that's exactly what God has done for me. I should do that because of the gospel. God loved me at my worst. God loved me when I was unlovely. God loves me still when I'm being unlovely and being unkind and being impatient and pushing him away. God continues to love, and so he calls us to love others in the same way that he has loved us. And so I want to encourage you. We're going to take a moment. We're going to pray here. And I want you to reflect on, just ask yourself the question, Lord, has that kind of self-righteousness seeped into my heart? Are there some older brother tendencies in there? Is there a tendency like Jonah to look at others and say, well, they don't deserve your mercy? And if that's the case, to give that up to the Lord today and say, Lord, forgive me. Help me to remember the gospel in my own life, that you loved me when I least deserved it. You have shown me grace through the person and work of Jesus Christ. And Father, I want it to be my delight to show others that same kind of kindness and grace. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for the way in which you love us. And Father, forgive us for the times where we forget that, where we become self-righteous, thinking of ourselves better than others. God, help us to never get over the wonder of grace. And Father, help us to extend to others the love, the mercy, the compassion, the grace that you have shown us when we least deserved it. Father, we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now just to reflect on that for yourself and then to pray.